Well, there's another different kind of poem about wars in the beginning of that book that someone suggested I read, and I want to read it with Edouard. It's a totally different kind of piece altogether. It's called The Judgment of Paris, and it refers, of course, to the judgment, the legendary judgment on which the Trojan War eventually hinged. Long afterwards, the intelligent could deduce what had been offered and not recognized, and they suggest that bitterness should be confined to the fact that the gods chose for their arbiter a mind and character so ordinary, albeit a prince, and brought up as a shepherd, a calling he must have liked, for he had returned to it, when they stood before him, the three, naked, feminine, deathless, and he realized that he was clothed in nothing but mortality. The strap of his quiver of arrows crossing between his nipples, making it seem stranger. And he knew he must choose, and on that day. The one with the gray eyes spoke first, and whatever she said, he kept thinking he remembered, but remembered it woven with confusion and fear. The two faces that he called father, the first sight of the palace, where the brothers were strangers, and the dogs watched him and refused to know him. She made everything clear. She was dazzling. She offered it to him to have for his own, but what he saw was the scorn above her eyes. And her words, of which he understood few, all said to him, take wisdom, take power. You will forget anyway. The one with the dark eyes spoke, and everything she said he imagined he had once wished for. But in confusion and cowardice, the crown of his father, the crowns bowing to him, his name everywhere like grass, only he and the sea triumphant. She made everything sound possible. She was dazzling. She offered it to him to hold high, but what he saw was the cruelty around her mouth. And her words, of which he understood more, all said to him, take pride, take glory. You will suffer anyway. The third one, the color of whose eyes later he could not remember, spoke last and slowly and of desire, and it was his, though up until then he had been happy with his river nymph. Here was his mind filled utterly with one girl gathering yellow flowers, and no one like her. The words made everything seem present, almost present, present. They said to him, take her. You will lose her anyway. It was only when he reached out to the voice, as though he could take the speaker herself, that his hand filled with something to give. But to give to only one of the three. An apple, as it is told, discord itself in a single fruit, its skin already carved to the fairest. Then a mason working above the gates of Troy in the sunlight thought he felt the stone shiver. In the quiver on Paris's back, the head of the arrow for Achilles' heel smiled in its sleep. And Helen stepped from the palace to gather, as she would do every day in that season, from the grove the yellow ray flowers tall as herself, whose roots are said to dispel pain.